Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, let's look at this Chiefs story. A lot of people talking about this. Now, the hard part with this is the actual study is behind a paywall, so you can't read through all of it. And so it sort of depends on who's disseminating the Cliff Notes to you, because the headlines vary based on who put out the headline.
I'm shocked.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like one of those things. But here is what we do know it says. Okay, so this is research conducted by the University of Texas at El Paso, UTEP. And it suggests that what we are seeing on screen isn't an anomaly or your imagination. The Kansas City Chiefs are indeed receiving favorable whistles in their biggest games. In a data set spanning more than 13,000 penalty calls from 2015 through 2023, researchers found that postseason officiating has disproportionately favored the Mahomes-era Chiefs, coinciding with their rise as one of the NFL's most marketable franchises. The theory, developed by the lead author of the study, his name is Spencer Barnes, assistant professor of finance at UTEP, considers essential moments such as playoffs and nationally televised games. The study states that when the league's financial health is at stake, rule enforcement may subtly shift to protect market appeal. The study likely only covers a small portion of Travis Kelce's relationship with music mogul Taylor Swift. Remember, she's only been there for a couple years, so it doesn't, you know the NFL loves the Taylor Swift uptick, but that wouldn't explain all the way back to 2015. It says, in playoff games, penalties against Kansas City's opponents were 2.36 more yards than average. Flags were also 23% more likely to result in a first down in favor of the Chiefs. The study adds that subjective calls, such as roughing the passer and pass interference, occurred 28% more frequently. Now, I would tread lightly, but maybe toss out, is 23% more likely to result in a first down in favor of the Chiefs? Is that significant? Is 28% more frequently, the subjective calls? Is that 28%? I mean, it's not that much. I mean, how many flags are in a game?
Well, it's 1 in 4. So if you think about statistically, like that could.
But let's say you get 13 penalties in a game. Okay.
So 3 of them aren't like real penalties.
Well, but some of those are on the other team.
Yeah.
So you're saying just for the Chiefs, 28%. So it's a couple penalties a game.
Yeah, so this is either way. It's either helping the Chiefs with a penalty against the other team or
yes.
for their team.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's a big deal here. It's not just like a roughing Pat Mahomes and then they get extra yards. I got you.
Sports Illustrated previously reported that Mahomes gets 0.12 roughing the passer penalties per postseason game, up significantly. What did I say? 0.12?
Yeah.
0.412 roughing the passer penalties per postseason game, up significantly from the 0.12 league average. During the regular season, the pattern is reversed. According to the study, the Chiefs get less than average yardage on penalties and are less likely to produce first downs compared to league norms. According to UTEP, the Chiefs have an advantage in the high leverage moments during the playoffs, but other dynasties like the Patriots did not show a similar advantage. Barnes said the fact that postseason penalties consistently favor one franchise while similar dynasties showed no such pattern points to the powerful role of financial incentives in shaping supposedly neutral decisions. Does it? That's kind of a leap, is not? I mean, that's... Well, let's continue on, then we'll talk about it. Okay. This says... Okay, I think that's it. That's what we wanted to report to you.
Okay. I mean, that's...
Okay, so 23%, 28%, Mahomes roughing, they said 0.412 as opposed to league average 0.12. See, that seems... significant. One, I would say that it's 100% speculative that the Chiefs get more calls in the playoffs is tied to money. Like that.
Yeah, there's no connection.
There's no, like, okay, so it's one thing. We learned here that there is evidence to suggest that the Chiefs do get more subjective calls in the playoffs. We can kind of see that with our own eyes, by the way. That's been a narrative. It's like, it does seem that way. But I often kind of think that good teams, particularly dynasties, it's amazing how often we think that that happens because they're just good. So we did learn that there is evidence to suggest that the Chiefs get more calls. But saying that that is tied to money and it's tied to the league's revenues... That is totally theoretical. Like, I don't know how he...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Again, it's behind a paywall, so we don't see the entire reasoning, but that's completely unproven. Like, that's just a theory. So the other thing, too, maybe the Chiefs are good at at drawing flags.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Some teams are. Maybe their play calls in big playoff moments are more likely to draw flags. I don't know.
Well, that's actually, this is in big moments. I would love a list of the exact penalties that were studied because I think it's imperative to look at the moments that it was, you know, for Kansas City as opposed to another team. Like, just saying, like, in a general sense that they had more penalties called for them in the playoffs, that doesn't tell me the complete story.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, this is behind a paywall.
Well, I know, I get
we
that.
We can't. But I'm sure it's all in there, but we can't.
Yeah.
Or let me guess, we could. I don't know who I got to pay, but I'm not going to pay him. So that's what I'm saying. This is a weird story because it's already in the headlines and it's just kind of cliff noted at the major points, but we don't get all of the data. That is a problem.
Well, and who knows if there's data there? It could just be a wrap up of the whole point that we've heard to this, you know, to this part of the article, and just saying like, well, there you go. Like, yeah, you're right. It doesn't talk about the connection for money. I mean, is that, are we talking like betting wise? Are we talking from sponsors?
He's talking about the NFL needs the Chiefs to be good. The Chiefs and Taylor Swift and their dynasty, like that whole thing means dollars to them. And I, you know, I guess that's true. I think what they're saying is the Chiefs are more popular than past dynasties like the Patriots. And they are. They're more fun to watch.
Yeah.
And they probably get better ratings, which means more revenue.
They also exist in the social media era, too. So
yeah. Well, I mean, so did the Patriots.
But not like TikTok didn't exist. Like the young kids now. Yeah. I mean, you see all the leagues, not just the NFL. It is imperative upon their social media like arms to be on TikTok. So they're trying to get those younger viewers too. So
that's tied to money, and and so that's their hypothesis. It's just I don't know how they draw that conclusion that it's about that, because the reality is the NFL is not desperate for ratings. Like, they kill it no matter who plays. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's kind of silly to suggest, oh, the NFL really needs the Chiefs. No, it actually kind of doesn't.
People are throwing a Super Bowl party, whether it's the Arizona Cardinals in the game or not.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Well, and, you know, by that theory, couldn't you say that if the NFL really didn't like the Patriots being a dynasty, did they try to kill the Patriots being a dynasty?
Mm.
It didn't seem like it.
No.
It didn't. If they did, it didn't work. I mean, maybe the Deflategate stuff, you could, you know, conspiracy theory opportunities there, but I don't know, man. I think this is a little, I would imagine it is true. You know, they did study it. It is true that the Chiefs get more calls in the playoffs. But I go back, 23%, 28%. Is that really that significant?
Yeah, it's down to the specific calls for me. That's where I need to really see. It's like, okay, are we referring to like, oh, this is why they made the Super Bowl 1 year? Like, I understand paywalls, but I bet even behind the paywall, there's not even a more complete picture. I don't trust people's research anymore, Rob. I just don't.
Well, I'm guessing the research is sound.
Okay.
But what I think, where we're getting lost here is the fact that nobody's actually read the research. You know what I mean? Like, it's all just, oh, see? It's a headline.
Yep.
And it's clickbait, and it's like, ah! And then that's enough for us. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of that. But anyway, you know what's weirder with the Chiefs is, did you know that their left tackle is missing?
Well, they can't find him? Like,
correct.
He's a missing person?
Correct.
I miss this. What?
So did you watch Chiefs Lions?
Yes.
So at the start of the game, they did mention it. They came on and they said the Chiefs are having to start a new left tackle tonight. And I think the guy might have been hurt. His name's Josh Simmons. He's the rookie left tackle.
Yeah, okay.
He's good. And they came on, they said the Chiefs just found out today they have to start a different guy at left tackle. Apparently Mahomes found out in walkthrough on Sunday that Simmons was gone. They said maybe a family emergency, but no one knows. And Andy Reid was asked about it yesterday, and he has no clue when he's coming back. He just said, you just need to talk to the GM. Nobody knows what's going on with Josh Simmons. He is not with the team.
The situation described as extremely serious by multiple Chiefs officials Thursday. So earlier today, the team described it as extremely serious and a family matter. And the insider, Nate Taylor, said that he was fearful about whatever was causing Simmons' absence. Like,
it's weird.
Yeah, that's...
It's very weird.
Yeah. I don't want to speculate. That's just not good.
Yeah, we shouldn't speculate, but why wouldn't you just say a family matter, he'll be back when he can? It's just weird terminology.
A couple of other teammates have said that they were praying for him. Like, I'm reading what I can, and I'm reading what other people are saying publicly. So,
yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.